Hello, my audio friends. It is 6:53 a.m. I left the house about 10 minutes ago. I am heading for my office, actually just a bit past my office, because I'm bringing the truck in to a garage this morning to have the exhaust pipe looked at. I know exactly what's wrong with it. There is a, this particular model of truck, it's very particular. Now, for those of you who don't know anything about mechanics or cars or exhaust systems, you can block your ears for the next 30 seconds. Basically, the Hyundai Tucson, at least the 2009 model, had the catalytic converter attached to the manifold. Really weird setup it's got. But anyway, there's a pipe that goes, that connects to the end of the catalytic converter that does a 90 degree bend, goes under the truck, and then connects to the rest of the exhaust system that is composed of a resonator and a muffler, and then a secondary muffler at the very back of the truck. This pipe that does this 90 degree bend has a flexible joint in it that is broken. Now, I'm not sure why it broke. I think it might be a manufacturing defect of that type of pipe. I'm going to have to keep my eye on it. But I have no cause to believe that this is not the original exhaust on this truck. So that means this exhaust would have lasted 8 years. I'm not planning on keeping this truck for another 8 years, even though it just heard that and probably will make my life miserable from now on. However, I mean, once I get this pipe changed, now let me tell you very quickly about this pipe. I went to an auto parts dealer that is literally 3 minutes from my work, and I walked in there and I said, okay, I need a pipe, this, this, and this, and this. And the guy says, yeah, no problem, we have it in stock, $260 or $270. When he brought me the pipe and put it on the counter, because I had all the intention of changing this pipe out myself. It is literally 4 bolts. I didn't really know that these 4 bolts were going to be impossible to remove. And I was really, really worried of shearing off the bolts, because I've done this before. In the past, mind you, I don't have the energy I used to have or the strength. But in the past, I've literally sheared off bolts that were stuck, that were rusted on. So the nut would literally break right off. I'd snap the bolt itself. So not wanting to take that chance, because the bolt is on the catalytic converter, and if I know these garages, they're not really mechanics anymore. They're just parts changers. They're not gonna say, for instance, a bolt is broken in a flange, well, you know what, we'll just drill it out and put a regular bolt in. They are not going to do that. They will say, oh, sir, the bolts is broken, sorry, you're going to have to change your whole catalytic converter, which is $700. So you can understand my trepidation this morning in bringing this truck to a mechanic. I don't inherently distrust mechanics, although there are a lot of bad mechanics out there. I have never been to this guy in particular. He's right around the corner from my office. I figured it's convenient for me. But like I said, I'm really worried. I'm really worried as to what kind of job they will do, how much they're gonna charge me. So getting back to this pipe. So he puts the pipe on the counter at the parts place, and I look at it and I'm going, that's not the right part. And he says, well, yes it is. I said, no, I'm sorry, it's not. So he shows me a diagram that he has on his computer, and sure enough, the part number corresponds, the diagram corresponds. The problem is, the front of the pipe looks fine. It's got that 90 degree elbow with a flange on it that will connect to the catalytic converter. The rest of the pipe looks more or less okay. The bends are a little bit different, but that's okay. It's got the flexible joint in it, which is the right size, the right diameter, the right length. But the other end of the pipe, which connects to the rest of the exhaust system, is, how can I explain it? Okay, if you were to take the flange at the catalytic converter in the front, make that horizontal, well, the flange at the back of this pipe that goes, that connects to the rest of the exhaust system, is in the same plane. In other words, it's horizontal as well, and it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be skewed by about 30 degrees. And this one was straight. I said, this is never going to mate. And he says, it'll connect. I said, no, it won't. I even showed him pictures. But I said, and he says, look, if it doesn't fit, just keep the bill, bring it back. Said, okay, usually there's a 20% restocking charge, which is going to set me back something like $60. That I'm not happy about this. But anyway, so armed with the pipe, I went home in an attempt this past weekend to install it. And no dice. Like I said, the bolts were so rusted that I couldn't even make them. At one point, I was turning one of the bolts, and I thought I felt it give, and I was really, really happy. I said, okay, I'm 25% there. Although, like I said, though, the pipe is not made specifically to go on there, so I wasn't sure where I was going to go with this. I had a couple of other ideas. There's a hardware store, a big chain of hardware stores here in Canada, that sell the flexible joint in the middle of this pipe. So I'm thinking, you know what, I'll take the original pipe, I'll cut it, I'll splice in this flexible joint, and Bob's your uncle, as they say. And it would have been fine, had I been able to get these bolts off. But what I thought felt like it giving was actually the ratchet slipping onto the nut. And I said, okay, I gotta stop because I'm gonna round off the nut, and then even the mechanics won't be able to get it off. So that's where I'm at right now. I've decided to put down all my tools, step away. I kind of know my limitations sometimes and say, okay, I got to bring this thing in. I have never done exhaust work. Oh, that's not true. I did exhaust work on a Renault 5 back in 87 or something. No, was it that far back? No. Late 80s, early 90s, I think. I had actually rebuilt the whole exhaust system for my Renault 5 out of tin cans and brazing. Or not brazing, not welding either, soldering. It held up for about 3 or 4 months, I think, for the summer. It held up, and I ended up throwing out the whole car. But that's a way other story, and maybe a good series of stories for another audio boo series on me and my adventures with my vehicles. But, so what it is now is I'm driving with sweaty palms to the mechanic to bring my truck and, you know, kind of giving him the keys, covering my eyes and saying, okay, here, oh God, take good care of it. I am worried a little bit, more so for the cost than anything else. I mean, it's not a hard fix, but they are going to have to go to Hyundai to get the part, and the part could easily be $300+ probably an hour minimum charge labor. So I'm looking at easily $500 today, and that just breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart for 4 bolts, for a stupid pipe to be replaced with 2 washers. It just it kills me, really. So I don't know. I'm going to bring the pipe in case they can do something with it. I doubt it, but I'll bring it anyway. I'll leave it in the back seat because I do have to bring it to the parts place for a return anyway. So, yeah, I thought I'd share that with my audio friends. Where am I at now with the recording? Yeah, I'm done. Okay, bye.